What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Pokemon Shelter. My name is Ryan. I'm your host. This week's episode, we're going to go over, the current set of Pokemon, new things I receive, which I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you, it's not much for this week. It's kind of been a slow week. We're going to go over a couple of updates on Shining Fates, a couple of the 25th anniversary of Pokemon promos, and actually, we're going to go over another Pokemon Snap bit of news, and also a couple of unconventional Pokemon news articles. So yeah, let's get right into it. Okay, so the current set of Pokemon, guys, it honestly hadn't changed much. I'm even debating on whether or not I should continue doing this as a specific talking point every week in the podcast, because right now it's not really changing much. I don't anticipate it changing for a little while, honestly. It's going to remain the way it is right now for a while until Pokemon can ramp up production on their Pokemon cards and other Pokemon products, which right now it's simple economics. It's supply and demand. Low supply, high demand. Therefore, there is nothing anywhere. I don't see it changing anytime soon, as I've said. I don't think anyone in the hobby sees it changing anytime soon. So currently we're doing like the current set of Pokemon every week. I think we're going to switch that up and probably start doing that every other week, most likely. But yeah, that's currently where it's at. It's the same as it has been. It's hard to get anything. If you do see anything out, it's just some random piece of Pokemon product, a trainer's toolkit here and there, or you may look up and find a blister pack, but don't count on it. All right, so this week I only received like two Pokemon items. I was expecting a Sword and Shield booster box. Hopefully that'll come in next week. But where I live, we have big, USPS distribution center. So when something comes into the city I live in, it's usually about a week before I get it, because it's got to go from one facility to the next, one facility to the next, one facility to the next, so on and so forth. And it's just ridiculous. So I did receive two black and white blisters, which I love. They're really cool, man. It's black and white's at that 10-year-old mark this year. So it's getting to be a little older, so I want to grab as much of it as I can. I got two blister packs. They're in fairly good condition. I wouldn't say they're in mint condition, but they're not in horrible condition either. So it's something I really, really do like to have on display, and something that I like to look at. Alright, so an update on Shining Fates. The update on Shining Fates this week doesn't necessarily encompass any news article or anything. It's pretty much an update on Shining Fates from me. So last week I told you guys about how with Shining Fates I was still waiting on my allocation. I finally got my allocation, so I was able to start doing pre-orders, and I listed everything that I was getting up for pre-order except for one Elite Trainer box, one of the Shining Fates 10s. I put everything else up because that's stuff that I want to keep for myself. If you guys remember, I told you a few weeks ago that I eventually want to be able to put back like a case of something here or a case of something there, but that's going to be a while. That's not very feasible at this point in my career and my business. So that's something that's going to have to get put on the back burner. But I am working towards it every release, every day. But I got my allocation for Shining Fates. I listed my product on eBay. I made sure that I knew exactly what I was going to be getting from my sales rep. He told me exactly how many I was getting in the ETBs and the Shining Fates 10s. Put those up on eBay, and I think within a couple of hours, all of it had sold. Now, I didn't have mine listed as high as other people had theirs listed, so I'm pretty sure you're going to have scalpers that bought my product. They're going to turn around, they're going to try to sell it for more, and they'll get more for it. Don't get me wrong, they will. They will definitely get more for it, but what a lot of scalpers don't understand is they buy a product for, whatever they buy it for, and they're like, oh, I can get $50 more for this. I can get $60 more for this. Okay, so you've got to pay for shipping, unless you're charging the customers for shipping, which most of the time on Elite Trainer Box or something, you got to offer free shipping to match your competition. No one really charges for shipping for Elite Trainer Boxes. That's just the way it goes. So you've got shipping, then you've got eBay fees. You're probably going to want to use like a promoted listing. That's going to be another 10%, you know, off of whatever it is that you're charging. I think it's 10%. Maybe it's about $3, $3.25 or something. Okay, we'll say roughly $3, not 10%. So you've got to pay that. You've got to pay your eBay fees. eBay is now doing their own payment system. So before eBay, you'd have to go through PayPal. You'd have to pay PayPal fees. Now eBay does eBay payments. So when you have a store, when you're a seller on eBay, you get to choose whether you want your payouts once a week, every day. So let's say I sell $1,000 worth of product on my eBay store today. In 24 to 48 hours, eBay is going to send that payout to my bank account. Then once they do that, you've got to wait on your bank account to process that. Some banks take 1 day, some banks take 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, whatever it may be. Before eBay used PayPal for payments. So if someone bought something from me, I'm above standard rating or whatever it is on eBay. So I'm a trusted seller. So whenever someone bought something from me, they paid that money instantly went to PayPal. From PayPal, I could transfer to my bank within seconds. So if someone bought $1,000 from me, instead of waiting a week to get it, I could get it in, you know, seconds, minutes to my bank account. Now, eBay would charge a small fee for that, but I think it's like, 1% or something? I think it was like a 1% fee in order to, you know, to send that straight over to your account. But in the grand scheme of things, that's nothing. When you're talking about some people who want their money now, paying 1% is nothing. So yeah, now eBay's doing payments, managing their own payments, but you still got to pay your eBay fees. It's going to take you a little while before you get your money. I haven't seen it take anything more than a week, honestly. But yeah, that's something that you have to look out for now too. So, you know, eBay takes their fees out off the top. Before, you would get an invoice every month. But now that they manage all their payments, they manage all the money themselves, they take their part off the top. Oh, you used us to promote the listing. We'll take that off the top. You know, your 13%, 12%, 10%, whatever it is, oh, we take that off the top, which is nice. Now I don't have an invoice every month. Now I don't have to keep up with that. It's one less thing I have to keep up with, one less thing I have to worry about. But yeah, I said all that just to get back to this point. I'm pretty sure scalpers bought a lot of my stuff and they're going to sell it for more, which is, it's just the way it goes. You know, I wanted to price my stuff reasonably because there's a lot of people who can't spend $120 on an Elite Trainer Box, and they shouldn't have to. Like, on a Shine FX Elite Trainer Box, MSRP is $49.99. Normally it's $39.99 for a major expansion, but this is a holiday set, as we've said before. Therefore, it's $10 more. You get two extra packs. And yeah, it's just the way it goes, man. So now let's hop into the next little portion of the show. All right, so Pokemon McDonald's promo leaks early. So for those of you guys who don't know, McDonald's does a lot of promos with Pokemon here in America and in Japan, and I'm sure they do it in other countries as well. And those cards normally hold value pretty good. They're usually a pretty good thing to get, hold on to. They increase in value. They're pretty cool. So McDonald's has a Pokemon Happy Meal promotion coming soon, and it has leaked early. So I have an article pulled up here on comicbook.com. It says, an upcoming McDonald's Happy Meal promotion celebrating Pokemon's 25th anniversary has leaked early. Ads spotted at various local McDonald's confirmed that the popular fast food chain would start its Pokemon 25th anniversary celebration beginning on February 9th. Okay, so that's, at this point, what, 10 days away? Today is the 31st of January. So each Happy Meal will come with 4 Pokemon trading cards, along with sticker sheets and various other Pokemon goods. Each Pokemon trading card is technically a reprint of an older Pokemon card featuring various starter Pokemon, but are printed on a special McDonald's holo foil and feature the Pokemon 25th anniversary logo. That's really, really cool. So I can go ahead and tell you that I myself am going to be eating the Happy Meal a lot for lunch now, because I've got to get my hands on these cards. It says no end date was given for the promotion. You can check out on one of the local ads below. So they have a Pokemon ad here. It's PokeJungle from Twitter. It says, it appears that McDonald's Pokemon Happy Meal promotion is leaked and is expected to start in the U.S. next month. So that's something for us to look forward to. It says, notably, the Pokemon Center has provided McDonald's with even more cards than usual. While past Pokemon promotions as McDonald's have come with a single Pokemon trading card from a mini set of 12, this promotion features 4 cards in each out of a possible 25 choices. The Happy Meal promotion is just one of the many ways that the Pokemon Company is celebrating the franchise's 25th anniversary. The Pokemon TCG is also releasing jumbo-sized cards that reprint the first appearance of every starter Pokemon, and are also releasing a special Shining Fate set with over 100 different Shiny Pokemon. So yeah, that's the McDonald's promotion there, and it also touches on what I want to get into next, which is the jumbo size cards. It's just the perfect transition, so let's get straight into that. Alright, so Pokemon jumbo set. So the news released about this earlier in the month, which is that Pokemon is going to be releasing jumbo cards in a, I think it's called a first partner pack. Yeah, first partner pack. Okay. So from here until October, I'm sorry, not from here, but it starts March 5th. So from March until October, every month they're going to release a new pack. It's a, you know, it's a booster pack. And it's going to include jumbo cards. It's the first partner pack. So for each generation, you'll have jumbo cards of the starters for that generation. October, you know, will end with Gen 1, which are the Kanto starters, Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle. So every month you're going to be able to buy a booster pack that's going to have jumbo Pokemon cards in it featuring the starters. So I think this is a really good collectible piece. It's obviously not going to serve a purpose in competitive play, being that it is jumbo cards. You don't use those in competitive play. But it's going to be a really good, it's going to be a really good collection piece. Though it won't make like a good display piece. You're not going to be able to display these jumbo cards the way you would display a booster box or even a smaller card using like a card stand. So they're also going to be releasing a binder, which will hold, I think, 30 of these jumbo cards, which I think the binder is going to retail for, I think, $10. I know each pack is going to be $10. $9.99 is how much each booster pack is going to be. As far as if the, there's a Pikachu card, a 25th anniversary Pikachu card, but we don't know if that's going to be guaranteed included in any of them or if it's going to be like a random card. That's something that's still to be determined. But the cards, if you guys were to go check them out, I know bleedingcool.com has an article up about it. They have pictures of the actual cards. So the cards are pretty much a reprint of whatever card was out, you know, when that generation of card. So for the Kanto Pokemon, it's the base set artwork, base set Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle. You know, Gen 2, you have Chikorita, Cyndaquil, and so on and so forth. And it goes from, you know, base set to the Neo era, and it's just a reprint of those cards with a 25th anniversary logo on it. So if you guys recall, 5 years ago for the 20th anniversary, the logo was a Pikachu, and for his red cheeks, it had a 2 in one and a 0 in the other for the 20th anniversary. This logo is the exact same logo. It's just a 2 and a 5. So that's the only difference on the card. It's going to have the Pikachu 25th anniversary logo on the actual face of the card right up above where the, you know, the set logo would normally be on the lower right corner of the actual Pokemon's portrait. But yeah, these cards look pretty good, guys. I know that I want to get, you know, I want to get the Kanto, the Johto starters. Other than that, I don't know this is something that I'll collect. I know there's going to be a lot of people who will collect them. They're touching every single generation, so they're going to be reaching out to, you know, every Pokemon fan. Whatever your favorite generation was, you'll be able to have a jumbo card with your favorite starters. So let's read a little article here on it. So it says, the base set is coming back to the Pokemon TCG in a whole new format. As part of the year-long 25th anniversary, the Pokemon TCG will release a special set of oversized cards called Train On First Partner Pack. Each pack will focus on the starter Pokemon of each generation, beginning with the newest generation of starters from Galar on March 5th, 2021. Each release will count down through the generations of Pokemon introduced through the years, culminating with the final pack, which will include the Kanto starters of Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle. Like I said, guys, the Gen 1 and Gen 2 are really the only ones I'm looking forward to, Kanto and Johto. The others are, it's a niche thing, you know. I think it's going to be whoever was, you know, growing up in that generation, that's what they're going to want to want. And, you know, I was born in 90, so I want the first gen. So, it says the first partner packs will release every month from Pokemon TCG starting in March, leading up to the anniversary set expected to debut this fall. The release schedule currently includes, and it's March 5th, April 2nd, May 7th, June 4th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, and October 8th. October 8th being the first gen pack, the Kanto first partner pack. Each of these packs will have 3 oversized cards and come with 2 standard booster packs. Okay, so that's cool. That's news to me. I didn't even know that it was coming with a standard booster pack. I thought it was just going to be the oversized cards. So that's pretty neat. So you get 2 standard booster packs. But it says here that it's not known which expansions will be featured in those packs. So we don't know if it's going to be, you know, Vivid Voltage or Shining Fates or Battle Styles that comes out in March. We're not sure what packs it'll be. Probably Rebel Clash, honestly. I don't know. That's kind of a joke, but I could see them doing it. So it says the set begins to roll out shortly after the mid-February release of the special Shining Fates set and shortly before the next major Sword and Shield era expansion of Battle Styles. Perhaps one of those two will be featured. Like I just said, hopefully it will be, but I don't know. We'll see. So it says, as for the Train On First Partner Pokemon cards, they will be exact replicas of classic cards in jumbo form, including the vintage base set. The only visual addition will be the 25th anniversary logo, which is what I said, guys, just the Pikachu with the 2 and the 5 on his cheeks. The Pokemon Center will release a special oversized binder to store and display these cards on February 26th. Both the first partner booster packs and the binder will retail for $9.99. So if that is something that you guys are interested in, if that's something that you guys think you'll like, $10 is very cheap. Like I said, it's a niche thing, but I think there'll be lots of people who do want it. All right, so let's get into the next little bit of news here. All right, guys, so the next little bit of news that we have here, it's more Pokemon Snap news. It's not much, it's just something small to touch on here. So they have announced a pre-order bonus for the new Pokemon Snap game. That's for Target. So if you pre-order the game from Target ahead of its release, it'll give buyers a magnetic photo frame adorned with the name of the game as well as some other Pokemon decorations like a Pokeball. The offer will only be live right up until the day that the game launches, however, and the availability of the photo frames is limited. Twitter user Wario64, who frequently shares video game news and deals, showed off the pre-order bonus in the image below after it was spotted on Target's site. The magnetic photo frame has a wooden graphic making up the frame itself, with the Pokemon decorations adorning the corners. So, I'm looking at a picture of it here from Twitter. It's just a wood grain picture frame. Top right-hand corner has a Pokeball. Lower left-hand corner has a camera picture. It's the same picture from the Pokemon Snap artwork on the actual game case. And the lower right-hand corner says New Pokemon Snap. So I know not in last week's podcast, but the week before, you know, I mentioned that I really hope that they would change the name from New Pokemon Snap to just Pokemon Snap or Pokemon Snap 2. But it looks like they're sticking with the New Pokemon Snap, because I'm looking at it on this magnetic photo frame, and it's an eyesore. It is an eyesore. So I don't think I'll be pre-ordering from Target. I normally like to do digital games on my Switch, just so it's less cases to keep up with, and I don't really sell games to, you know, GameStop or private parties or anything. So it says here that the offer is only available until April 29th, which is one day before the game itself releases for the Nintendo Switch. This means that this isn't one of those pre-order deals that you can sometimes get later if they're not all scooped up yet, so you'll have to make sure your order is in ahead of launch to get the game. It's also an online-only deal, according to the details on the site, though that shouldn't be an issue for many Nintendo Switch owners. Getting whatever new Pokemon Snap photos you take off your Nintendo Switch and into the photo frame may not be the easiest process, but the photo frame is a perfect tie-in for the game itself, regardless of what photo it'll house. Target's site did not specify how large the photo frame would be. The photo frame has also reminded Nintendo Switch of another Pokemon Snap bonus they'd love to see return when the game launches in April. The Pokemon Snap kiosks set up within Blockbuster locations when the original game launched were quite the sight, and allow people to take their photos off of the Nintendo 64 and turn them into stickers. There have been no shortage of requests for these nostalgic kiosks to return somehow for new Pokemon Snap, though there have been no hints yet regarding whether that might happen or not. I'm going to say that's not going to happen. The old Pokemon Snap kiosks were really awesome. I remember seeing them in Blockbuster when I was younger. However, you got to think about the current state of the world with COVID and everything. They're not going to have a kiosk that everyone's going to come in, put their hands on, touch. And yeah, I don't see that happening. It's a lot of money that Pokemon's probably not looking to spend due to the way things are. I mean, I don't think Pokemon's... Well, I'm pretty sure Pokemon has lost a lot of money during COVID. They haven't been able to print as much stuff as they normally would. But everything they do print sells. So I wonder how that works, because pre-COVID, you'd go into Walmart, Target, wherever, and the card section was full of Pokemon products. So I wonder if it evens out, you know, overprinting and just having it sit there versus, you know, lowering your manufacturing numbers and everything that you print gets sold. Maybe they haven't lost anything. Maybe they've gained money, which, you know, for their sake, I hope that they have. So that's all the news that we have from Pokemon Snap. Let's just go straight into the next little bit of news. All right, so the next bit of news is a little unconventional. The title is... Pokemon is getting a Levi's connection. This is off of comicbook.com as well. I get a lot of my Pokemon news from comicbook.com. I think they have lots of articles about different things, not only Pokemon. You know, it's, you know, anything gaming related. But Pokemon is getting a Levi's collection. So it says Levi's is releasing a line of Pokemon branded clothing, including a denim jacket. Earlier this week, Levi's gave Pokemon fans their first look at an upcoming collaboration with the Pokemon Company to celebrate the franchise's 25th anniversary. Levi's showed off a tease of a new denim jacket featuring Pokemon mixed in with a bright floral print. Eagle-eyed fans spotted other listings, which have since been removed, for the upcoming co-branded apparel line, showing off several pairs of jeans that have a rumored price tag of $148. That's ridiculous, man. Can't you buy Levi's from Walmart or something? Maybe that's not Levi. Maybe it's a different company. I don't know. I don't buy jeans very often, so I'm not sure. But maybe Levi's are from a Belk or JCPenney or something. But $148 for a pair of jeans seems a little ridiculous. So Levi's previously collaborated with Nintendo to produce a series of Mario products just before the franchise's 35th anniversary. You can check out an early look at the Levi's line of apparel below. So there's a picture here off of the official Levi's Twitter account. It says, coming soon, copyright 2021 Pokemon. And it's, wow, it's a floral denim jacket. You got Squirtle, you got Psyduck, you got Bulbasaur, said Diglett on there, Mewtwo, Togepi, Ekans, Vaporeon. I'm going to start putting a couple dollars back so I can get this coat when it comes up. So then Pokemon Jungle tweet says, love Levi's. You'll probably want to pick up the items from their 2021 Pokemon collaboration to celebrate the series' 25th anniversary. Pairs of jeans pictured appear to retail for $148 based on early listings. So then there's a picture of the pants that match the match the jacket up top, and there is a Gengar on the left pant leg. So that's a definite purchase from me. Then you have another pair of Levi's with just like a Pikachu decal slapped on it, man, or a Pikachu iron-on. That better not sell for $148 because it lacks in character when compared to the floral denim. But I don't know. I get picked on a lot for the way I like to dress because I'm out there. I like to wear unconventional things, and this is unconventional. And I'm telling you, I don't know when this releases, but you're going to catch me at the mall wearing a Pokemon Levi floral pant and jean jacket combo. And I'm going to make it look good. Or at least in my head it will. So the new merchandise is just one of the many big plans Pokemon Company has to celebrate its 25th anniversary. Earlier this month, the Pokemon Company announced it was working on a music collaboration with pop star Katy Perry. The franchise also has several other cross promotions with various companies planned, including a Happy Meal promotion with McDonald's, which we talked about a little earlier. The Pokemon Company will also release several games this year, including the long-awaited new Pokemon Snap and a new Pokemon Unite MOBA game. Huh. Oh, I remember hearing about that a long time ago. Maybe that's something we can talk about next week. The Pokemon Unite game. Did I forget about that? I hadn't heard anything about that in forever. Huh. That will be really cool. A new pair of main series Pokemon games will also likely be released this year, with most insiders and fans pointing to remakes of Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. Now, I want to touch on the Pokemon Diamond and Pearl thing. If they do a remake of Diamond and Pearl, I wouldn't expect it to be like a mainline Pokemon game like Sword and Shield, how it's got the heavy RPG, you know, mechanics in it and everything. I would expect it to be more like the, you know, more like the Kanto remakes. I would expect it to be like Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. That's honestly what I think it would be. So, yeah. So it says Levi's has not announced when the new apparel line will launch, but most fans expect it to occur within the next few weeks. When it does arrive, odds are you'll be able to find it here, and then it links to the Levi website. I'm going to keep my eye on that because, you know, that's something that I definitely want to get. And once I do, you'll see it on my Instagram and you'll see it on the YouTube channel for sure, because I'm going to do a podcast wearing it. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the final piece of news for today's podcast. All right, guys, so the final piece of news for today's podcast. If you guys aren't familiar with Leon Hart, he is a very big Pokemon YouTuber. He always, you know, previews new Pokemon sets whenever they come out. He makes videos, I want to say like, I don't know, like 4 times a week, 5 times a week. But his videos are actually pretty good. I like to watch him. He does a lot of vintage openings as well. So he'll open up vintage, he'll open up modern, And he's just someone who really likes the hobby, and he's good for the hobby as well. He brings a lot of people into it. I know he has over 1 million subscribers. I remember he hit his 1 million subscriber goal a few months back. He's also talking about opening up a pop shop soon in Texas, where he's based out of. I think he's near Dallas somewhere. But he wants to open up a vintage Pokemon shop. So he's going to take cards from his personal collection, base set, jungle, all the old WotC stuff. And he's going to allow people to come into this pop-up shop and purchase these cards for, you know, the $4 per pack that they were when they came out. And that's going to be from his personal collection. So that's something that he's doing for the hobby. He is a very good guy. He makes very, very good videos. If you guys haven't, please do go check Leon Hart out on YouTube. So the last piece of news for today's podcast does revolve around him a little bit. So basically, he opened up an Shining Fates cards out of a box that Pokemon sent him on a video he put out a few days ago. So there's an article of it here. I've watched the YouTube video. I watched it when it came out. And some it's pretty good. Artwork looks really good on a lot of the cards. So this article pretty much states that Leon Hart's the first creator on YouTube to show off the official cards from the upcoming Shining Fates special set ahead of its February 19th release. So it says, in his latest video, the prolific content creator Leon Hart showcased a series of cards chosen by the Pokemon TCG to promote Shining Fates. In the video, he showed off VMAX and V cards, amazing rares, and shiny Pokemon from the Shiny Vault. The Morpeko VMAX looks terrific, while oddly, the Morpeko V looks identical to the Morpeko V from the Sword and Shield base set. Which is true, the Morpeko V, there's nothing special about it. The Morpeko VMAX is a very, very good looking card. You guys should go check it out if you want. I like the colors in the background of it. It's got like the swirly background that a lot of VMAX cards have, and it's very pretty. He also showed off the Reshiram Amazing Rare card, which we've seen in Shiny Star V, but it's nice to see it in English. It's a beautiful card. But my favorite part of it was that he actually received the Charizard VMAX, the shiny Charizard VMAX card from the new set. So I don't know if you guys remember, but for the Rainbow Rare Charizard VMAX, he opened so many packs to try to pull that card. He eventually opened it up in a library, so he couldn't even really celebrate. But the first time that he pulled it was in a library. It was a pretty entertaining video. I liked it a lot. But he's already got the chase card for Shining Fates, and it's not even out yet. So he's already got the Shiny Charizard VMAX, and it's such a good-looking card, man. Props to him for being able to get that, dude. Pokemon's such an amazing company for sending that out to a creator so that they could show it to the rest of us, the rest of the community that wants to see it, that wants to see what it looks like in the English language. And yeah, it's pretty good card, dude. As we all know, Shining Fates is going to be such a huge set. It's going to be hard to get your hands on. Do it while you can. Yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for this week, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys are enjoying this podcast. If you do, please do follow. Come back every week. Download the new episode. Share it with your friends. Let's just try to get the word out about the Pokemon Shelter podcast here. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. Any place podcasts are available, pretty much, you can find the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. My name is Ryan. I look forward to seeing you guys next week.